It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
Oakley Dokley, we're back. I haven't had a good Helgig story in a while.
I know.
That changed.
That's actually good, but this is good for the show.
Yeah, well, that's the beautiful thing about this show. The worse life gets, the better radio we make.
Yes.
It really works out well.
Actually, it's true.
I think we should just set us about the worse life gets, the better radio we give you.
It's true.
Yeah. It's sort of like some art is born out of misery. Yeah, this show is born out of misery.
Joanne gives you shit, good radio.
Yes.
Pip's ass flares up, good radio. I have an awful gig, good radio.
There you go. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so let's play this, a little Hell Gigs. Where's this fucking thing?
Welcome to Hell Gigs.
So we didn't have a show last week.
Right.
Because I had a comedy gig.
Which is a good thing.
Normally.
Normally. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hold on, let's see something. Don't talk. Check. Hold on. My mic is very delayed.
Oh, that's weird.
There we go. Wait, don't say anything. Fuck. I'm trying to see if this shit's working. Hold on. Don't say a word. Check. Oh, it's just very delayed on the monitor. It's working. All right. Sorry about that. That's professional. What am I going to fucking do? I got a producer in my ear now. I got you fucking stumbling down an hour into the show. That's what I get.
He has to find something.
I know.
Well, who are you to fucking judge?
It was cloudy out. If you don't want to do the gig, just let us know.
Then why do we have to have these conversations if you already know? Shouldn't have to voice these things anymore. All right. So it's a fundraiser for a sick man who is a member of the Freemasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I get there. And the gig is in the middle of a huge ballroom on the dance floor with people all around, a stage too far away, and subpar sound.
Oh, no.
Okay, so it's another night at the office.
Right, but we know that this is already the formula for a bad gig.
Right.
Yeah, they're far away from you, and right. They can't hear you.
All the makings of a hell gig before we start.
How much time do you have to do?
45.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
45 really long minutes that are going to stretch out in his head to 7 hours.
I can have dinner, which is nice. It's a nice buffet, but I have to sit with some of the guests. I'm never a fan of this. I really want
to. Before the show.
Yeah, I don't like that, because then I have to pretend to be nice and interesting.
Yeah.
And interested.
Right.
And I'm just, I'd much rather sit with just the other comics or by myself, but it's nice. We have a seat, and they always want to ask.
Were you the only other comic?
I'm the only other comic, and the guy who hired me, who's not a comic, but yes, I'm the only other comic. So there's nobody to commiserate with.
Right.
I mean, I usually do pretty well in these situations, a little small talk, but it's not where I want to live.
No.
So, whatever. So the guy who hired me wants me to make fun of the audience because he likes my crowd work.
Okay.
But generally, I only pick on people when they say stupid stuff or they do stupid stuff.
Right.
I'm not one of these guys who goes, hey, you're wearing something wacky. Ha ha. Ba boom. Look at that beard. Ba 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 boom. Which I'm not usually that guy.
Yeah.
I can be that guy.
Yeah. It's like you're not Don Rickles.
Right. I'm not Don Rickles. So anyway, this gig, I said it's 45. It really should be 20 or 25 max. That's really what this gig should be.
Okay.
And the guy, I forgot. By the way, the guy who the fundraiser's for?
Yeah.
Died 2 weeks ago.
Oh, God! So now it's like a memorial?
And now we're here to celebrate his life. Joe's jaw just dropped.
Most importantly, his death.
Yeah. Joe is not saying anything. He's just like looking around.
His mouth is open like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, your face is priceless, Joe, because you're like, this is so painful. How do I dig my way out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, you go, so where is the guy? He's dead. He died 2 weeks ago. All right.
Yeah, okay. Like you said, would have been nice to get a call.
Yeah.
Listen, as Jews, we're Irish, I get you celebrate. You have an Irish wake.
Yeah.
Jews, we like misery. That's how we, you know,
that's how you process.
That's how we process. We sit around in torn clothes in the living room on fucking low floors with a bunch of food that people brought because God forbid we fucking smiled when somebody's dead. This is not that.
Oh, it's no. Like, God, it's certainly not the Italians. The Italians, you're at the cemetery going, I wonder what the antipasto is going to taste like.
It's all about food.
It's all about food in the Italian.
So we're celebrating this guy's life. In my mind, this is not the time for a comedian.
No.
I'm one of these guys that don't think a comic is great for every circumstance.
The only thing that would have been worse is if you had to play the funeral.
Funny.
Yeah.
So I
do you like to go up with the lid open or closed?
Oh, my God.
You think they would ask? Yeah. Very considerate.
Well, if the lid was open, does that make him your opening act?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
He's my opener.
You got to bring 3 pallbearers if you want to play the gig.
Yeah, right.
The worst bringer show. No, you only have to bring one.
Do you want me to do the eulogy? Yeah, just do a minute.
And that'd be lovely. We'll give you the light. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I start, and of course the mic sucks.
You
so
do crowd work, and the people are crying. I'm sorry.
That's usual.
Yeah.
So I start, the mic sucks. They got to switch that out, of course. Mm. I'm goofing on people. I'm getting some good laughs.
Okay, good.
I'm mixing in material. This is going okay.
Okay.
We're going to land this fucking jet.
How far in are you?
I don't know. 15, 20 in.
Okay.
We're doing okay. Right. I mean, you're not killing with every joke, but you certainly get more laughs than really anybody should get in this situation.
In this horrible scenario.
I'm not going to get too political or do a lot of the stuff that's currently in my act.
Yeah.
Going to keep it light.
Yeah.
I do my diabetes joke. Harmless enough.
Oh, no. Oh, tell me. No.
Funny thing.
No. No.
The guy died of diabetes.
No!
You didn't do the HC1 song, did you? Oh, high and low and where do we...
I don't know what that is.
That's the level of something that you're supposed to avoid how you get diabetes.
I acknowledge that the joke did not go as well as it usually does. because I did not know at this point that the man had died of diabetes. Hey, when I come to you with a hell gig story... I come with hell gig stories.
Yeah, I did.
I'm not now.
No, I'm uncomfortable.
We're not done yet.
Oh.
I dig out of this. Oh. You know, we lost an engine, but I'm a good pilot.
But they're still serving drinks, so we're okay.
We're all right.
The cart is in the aisle.
We're
going to
get in. We're going to land. This plane's going to land. I got 20 years of fucking flying experience. I'm going to land this jet. There's no amount of turbulence and bad air and ugly sky whores that's going to fucking disrupt this jet. We're going to fucking land this plane.
Okay.
So I thought.
Oh, boy.
So, there's also...
Exactly.
So I'm working around the room. I get out of this because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm working around the room, and there's a stuffed bear about the size of Joe.
Okay.
In the audience.
All right.
At a chair.
Is he laughing?
Named Dippity. Because of course he is. And because I got to fill fucking time... I need to investigate.
You're working on Dippity?
I'm working Dippity. I'm working the guy next to Dippity.
You know there's a backstory about this Dippity.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oddly enough, no fucking backstory.
There's just a bear?
I don't really get a good answer of why he's there. It's more of a just because, which is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking to fill 5 minutes of stuffed bear material here.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's a bear.
I understand.
Why?
That's what I asked.
I can't get past this. There's a giant...
That's why you don't fly jets.
There's a giant bear sitting in the audience.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay,
you
go
understand.
I know. I can't understand.
So, whatever.
This is bothering me.
Why is he there? Because. Okay. That's all. I didn't get a good answer. So now I'm about 30, 35 minutes in.
Okay.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, you're almost home.
We're in the home stretch.
Yeah.
I see the airport. I see the aircraft carrier.
Yep.
I see the guy waving me in.
Okay.
I don't have to circle the jets. You know, maybe one more fly through. We're going to fucking get in. Wasn't the best flight ever.
But you're
a little turbulent. Sure, we had somebody barf in the back. But all things considered, We're gonna land this fucking jet.
Somebody barfed in the back?
No, I'm talking about the fucking plane analogy.
The way this gig is going, it's not that far fetched.
It was dippity.
It was dippity.
Dippity.
Your ears are popping. You're doing okay. You're coming in.
I got this.
Yeah,
I'm good at comedy.
Yeah. Oh boy.
I got
this. Here we go.
So I do my traveling to Korea material.
Okay.
Very harmless stuff.
You'd think.
The syphilis joke, which I just recently brought back.
Oh, good stuff.
It's a popular demand.
Oddly enough, apparently.
You've been reading the fan mail. Right?
Sure. Very good laugh.
Okay, good.
So I asked him if he has been to Korea.
Mm-hmm.
A man says yes.
Okay.
Usually it's a veteran. Not always.
Right.
Usually it's a veteran. A veteran's a nice way to get a nice round of applause for him.
Right.
And in this case, eat up 20 seconds.
Mm. Or he's a Korean and, you know.
Right.
Applaud that. Why not?
Right. No. He was there to sell computers.
Okay.
And I riffed. Instead of selling apples, he was selling grapefruits. Like a knockoff of like counterfeit.
Okay.
Admittedly, not a great joke.
Yeah.
Not a great joke.
Okay.
I'm not. For the situation, I thought, yeah, right. No. No. Didn't really get anything. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You know, and I'm not going to, and I'll chastise an audience, but I don't have the heart to chastise him for this one. Because even I know. No. This stinks.
Yeah,
this stinks. So then this guy who I'm talking to, this computer salesman, he starts approaching me.
Wait, what? He gets up and is coming at you?
That's what approaching means.
He probably knew this. Probably saw the laptop you use here.
What?
He's a computer salesman.
Hmm. I'll tell you what, that Korean computer joke's been the death of two comics tonight.
I'm just
you want to give it a shot?
No, I'm just disturbed that he's walking towards you during the middle of your set.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm bothered. He's not going to offer you a pillow in our, you know.
All right, your turn.
Yeah.
Tell you what, it's nice to be with company in the barrel. So often it's a solo experience, but not tonight. The whole show's here.
Leave the door open.
Yeah, can you believe we can fall fit in here? Yeah,
I'm sure everybody in this fucking chat room will join in too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So he's approaching me. I don't like. I'm not on a stage.
Right.
He's my height.
Yeah.
He's in my face.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What?
He goes, I got a Korean joke for you.
Oh, no. No.
I go, really? We're doing this now? This is what I say to him. I go, we're doing this now? Here? This is where we're doing it. And then he goes, when is the comedian going to show up?
Douche.
Yes.
Douche.
And I am seeing red.
Yeah.
Because this is a fucking hard enough gig.
Right.
We've been in stormy fucking weather the whole fucking time on this flight. I've been navigating. And now I go, dude, I go, there are so many things I want to say to you that I could say to you. But because of this situation, I can't fucking say it. Well, I didn't say fuck. I go, I can't say it. I'm seeing red. Normally, I don't get mad at an audience.
Right.
In Kentucky, I handled like a drunken whore very well. The audience loved it and everything. Mm. She came in late, fucking handled it great. But I'm not in the mood. This gig has been way too hard. We are this close to getting through this shit. I really want to fucking haul off and hit him. And I think I could have taken him.
And Joe, I think the oxygen masks have just popped down from the cabin. Okay.
So he walks away eventually. After
eventually,
there was some give and take. Yeah. I was very angry.
Yeah,
it's probably the second time I've been angry on stage in my career.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't usually get angry. I usually fucking laugh it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other time led to an assault. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So I'm very.
Do we hear this story?
Do we know
this
story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure. Done this show long enough. So now I try to do some more, and now I notice it's getting fucking chatty.
Getting chatty. Because people are talking about what they just saw.
I don't know what. I feel like I've lost them.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, I think we're about done here.
This is your way of wrapping it up for yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? We were short of the runway.
Yeah.
We were short of it. It was there. They're going to be able to film this because they have cameras by the airport. This is going to go viral on YouTube.
Yep.
We didn't land it safely.
Yeah.
We struck a goose douche at on approach that got in our one good fucking engine still.
Well, you know, and you know what? There's foam all over the tarmac.
Yeah, we're not going to make it. So I go to the guy who hired me. I go, I'm leaving now. I go, I'm going. But I go, I'm going to say goodbye to the wife
yes.
and the daughter.
Yes.
I go, thank you for having me. I walk across the room. Thank you for having me. I come back to the room. I go, I'm fucking going. Let's go. He goes, all right, I'm going to get up to pay. Because I'm not in the fucking mood to chit-chat.
Right.
I'm not in the mood to glad hand. Now, unbeknownst to me, the reason people were fucking chatty at the end was they started selling raffle tickets at the end. Yes, which they were not supposed to do.
That is so... Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was fucking furious.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm like... Fuck it! I should have done the radio show. I'm leaving everything now. I was on. So interesting thing. I guess there was two groups of Masons: the youngers and the oldest from different ones.
Right.
So where we were sitting was with the younger ones, and they go, "Forget about what he, meaning me, thinks. Forget about what we think of him.
Right.
What must he think of us?" Which I thought was
what they said.
Like they were aware of how shitty. This all came off.
Wow.
Which I thought was...
Who did they say that to?
They were telling the guy who hired me.
Wow.
Right.
That, that showed our ass. That made us look bad.
Right.
Wow. Wow. That's very enlightened and surprisingly empathetic.
Yeah. But the gig still sucked a bag of dicks.
Oh, it sure did. but the gig still sucked a bag of dicks.
I mean, everything that was... set up for it to fail.
Yeah. Wow, there was a lot of yuck. A lot of yuck. But I'm mad for you that he walked up like I'm sorry. Do you not know how this works? I talk, you sit and listen.
Yeah, I mean that's the problem when you're not on a stage, when you're in this informal environment.
Right, right.
In this fucking scenario, there's no rule. Oh, and that guy that came up to me?
Yeah.
Best friends with the dearly departed.
Would she join him?
Funny.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know this at the time. And if I did, it's probably better I didn't because I might have said something that Joe said. that would have made it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they should have told you maybe what the guy died of, too? I mean.
Or maybe that he died.
that he died.
Yeah. You showed up not knowing that he had already died?
So where's the guy we were trying to help out? He's dead. Okay, dogs are funny.
No, when I got there, they told me.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's awful. What the hell are people thinking?
I don't know.
Really?
It was not worth the money.
Brutal, no.
I was livid. So that's my health story. But Joe's got to use stink, so let me cue this up.
Okay. Man.
Hold on, let me do that again, because... It was talking and it's low.
Sorry.
That's all right. It's very quick. You should just dummy up for a second because we're smooth like that.
You stink.
Okay, Joseph.
I have AOL, okay? And
I have it too. I don't pay for it.
I know. I, as like a moron, I have been paying for it.
How does a moron pay for things, Joe?
By credit card. But
are you a brontosaurus?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I'm like, and basically, I've been wanting to, you know, change the plan.
Yeah.
You know, for
in your defense, though, I mean, it's the email you've had for years.
Yeah.
You got a whole bunch of shit in there. It's how people know how to reach you.
Right. But I can get to keep my email address. You know,
yeah.
I can cancel you. You know, you're free. You get to keep it.
Oh.
So.
You've been paying for it?
Yeah.
You are as dumb as they come.
I understand that.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm not.
Okay. But, glad we agree.
Yeah. So.
Happy birthday.
He was so befuddled.
I was like, what is this?
I didn't want to take it down, and I just went because it just bothered him.
That didn't bother him. Huh?
It perplexed him.
Yes. Well, it should.
Like, I should keep this dumbbell inquisitive for about an hour. I don't know how to take it down.
It's like WTF.
So I always heard that AOL, they always like try to bully you into keeping the service.
Okay.
You know, so I
never heard that, but,
yeah,
but
I didn't know they had a reputation.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Bunch
of
punks.
So I get the guy on the phone, and I go, yeah, I'd like to change my service to free service. Well, why would you want to do that? I go, so not
because it's free.
Yeah, I go, because it's free. He goes, but you're going to lose all the benefits that you get. I go, here's the deal. I never used them.
Yeah.
And what benefits do you get?
What benefits do you get?
Are they blowing you? Does a little man come out from the little triangle and circle and like give you a reach around?
It's all these. Do you get
the little chat rooms?
Membership
do they still
to this?
Do that?
No, membership. Oh. They got rid of that about 2 years ago.
Oh, I have no idea.
You know, like discounts to this, discounts to that. I don't use it. And he goes, well, what about security? What about, you know, we have the firewall. I go, I don't need it. I got it on my computer.
Who the fuck is relying on AOL for their security?
Yeah. Really? It's like, have you heard of Norton?
And he goes, but I just want you to understand that, you know, without that, you could have a, I go, I understand completely. Here's what you're not understanding. I want my service changed to free.
Did you get an American, by the way?
I had some guy in a hut when I first called, and then
they transferred you to the mainland?
And they transferred me to the mainland.
This one's going to be a problem. We need somebody with a better command of the language.
Yeah, yeah, I got transferred to the mainland.
to the main meeting hut.
You know? So I'm like, I go, I just want the service canceled.
Yeah.
I don't need the extras. Yeah.
Still calm.
I go, I don't know what the problem is. Well, you know, sir, you need to understand. I go, no, you need.
They said that you need to understand.
Yeah, I go, that you know.
How condescending.
I know.
Yeah. And I told, I'm telling.
I
go,
hope you told them you don't understand a lot of things. I go, you're just fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't think that was his comeback, but yeah. I like that.
But I go, no, I know the services. I don't use them. I want it for free. I go, well, why would you want that? Because I told him because
that's the stupidest question. Really? Like, why would you want a blow
job? But he goes, but why would I go? But why would you want all the extras? I go, because it's 2018. I don't need that
why
stuff.
Why would you want all the extras? Because it costs money.
Yeah, I go, it costs money.
It's like, sir, do you not realize you're on the Titanic?
Yeah. And
punch out, Maverick.
So, and he's giving me a heart. This is going on for 5 minutes.
Which
you know?
Is 5 minutes longer than it should.
Yeah. And exactly what I said. I go, he goes, but, you know, I don't understand what the problem is. I go, we're going to role play. This, he goes to me, you know, and I told him, I go, look. Cancel the service, stupid, and cut a...
You called him stupid?
Yeah, and I go... He goes, no, this is where it started. He goes, well, you know, sir, I'm trying to keep this professional. I go, no, you're not. I go, this is professional. I go, hi, AOL. I'd like to have my service downgraded to the free service. Yes, sir, immediately. Thank you, and have a good day. I go, that's professional. I go, no, this has been going on for 7 minutes now.
Yeah.
And I go, and let me tell you something. I know what you people are up to.
You people? Sir?
Why?
I go, I do a radio show, and I go,
attaboy.
We did a whole expose on what AOL does to keep paying customers. I go, as soon as I heard that, I decided, hey, I'm paying for this service. I want to cancel it.
Joe?
I go,
did you lie to AOL?
Yes.
Okay.
We're looking at each other, and we go, when did we do that expose?
I give AOL some BS. So good. So listen to me. I go, unless you don't want to be on Drive Time Radio tomorrow getting ridiculed, I want this.
Too late. Apparently that decision's been made.
Yes.
This wasn't a conversation had off air, which it could have been. No. Joe made the decision as long. What, you offered something that was too late. Once you were this far into it, you knew it was making the air.
Yeah.
This is how Joe negotiates. Yeah, this is happening whether you like it or not.
Yeah. You're going to get fucked either way. The question is, how long is the fucking going to go on?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not, I'm flashing back to the weekend.
In your face.
Yeah. So then I go, and if you want to be, you know, I'm perfectly happy because I know what you're up to. I know it's a hard sell. You know that these services are nonsense. And
you're selling horse shit.
You're trying to hold on to it. So I go, let's both stop kidding each other. And I go, end this. I want the service as the free service now. I don't use any of this. And I'm not telling you one more time. Oh, okay, sir. Very good. All right. I just have to read you this disclaimer. So he starts reading, canceling the service. You know you will not get the extras. And I start whistling and going,
now you're being a douche.
Yes. Now you're being a douche. Fuck him. So then I stopped him.
This is a little much. This is like, I mean, you're in the end game. And now. he finally gets what you want.
And so he's reading, with this service, you realize you don't get this. Don't care. You will not get this, sir. I know. You will not get that. We get it. Or we get this, obviously. We don't get that. I go, by the way, I go, how long is this going to go? This is a manifesto. I go, how long? What's the? I just have to read a little bit more. So what is this? The Gettysburg Address?
But you're prolonging. Now you're just being an asshole, which I usually support. But you'd be out of this if you would just go, yes, 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 yes. You're prolonging the interaction.
Because you know what? He has to read this to me, so I'm going to make it as uncomfortable as I can to him.
Right, but you're dragging it out. I'd like to think at this point you're writing for the
just
show.
Just now it's time to have fun. I was at that point.
Okay, then that's fine. Yes. That's fine.
Yes.
As long as that's in your mind that you're writing for the show and you're not just being your normal asshole self, then I'm fine with this.
No, we got to get material. No.
I endorse this.
So I was like,
we got to get material. We got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I start.
An hour and a guy with a huge cock. That went out the window. That guy AOL was a bunch of assholes.
I start arguments with people in Starbucks just so I have material.
Yeah. We appreciate that. Yeah. We're looked at funny, but we have a good show.
Yeah. So, and he's like, is there anything I could, anything else you'd like today? And I go, no, are we done? Yeah, goodbye. And that was the end of that. But it was
not on the Christmas card list. Huh?
10 minutes. And he's trying to do this hard sell. And I'm like, you know, number one, and I was telling somebody at the day program, I go, I don't believe this guy. Number one, I was a buyer for 11 years. I was a salesman for 12.
Well, he doesn't know your resume.
And I'm an asshole. He got a problem here.
He got the last part. But he didn't know your resume. I mean, you can't blame that guy.
But still, you know, he's going to try to hard. And I
that's
mean,
his job.
I understand it's his job.
I don't think you do.
So we're going to make, we're going to make it earn his paycheck.
That's fine.
Well, I understand, you know, but I understand the part where he's like, well, I was trying to keep this professional star. Yeah, by calling me, like discreetly calling me an ass by saying, yo, you got to understand.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said you don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
Oh, I was a little condescending. But he's wearing his asshole for a hat now.
So when do you call up Earthlink and cancel that service?
Wow.
As soon as I get done canceling my beeper.
And your MySpace?
I remember my beeper number. 201-585-3922.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I remember using that number. I have it on my old book, Davin, beeper.
Sell a lot of Coke that way, did you? He looks at me like jerk.
No, because it was old.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't stop you. All right, so let's pick a story today.
Okay.
We'll pick one thing to do.
Farts. Settle down. I'm sorry.
it sounds like class when the substitute teacher's in. All right, let's see. Well, this is what Mrs. Mendelbaum discussed yesterday. We'll talk about this.
I've actually substitute taught. It kind of goes like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. All right. So we can talk about School of Fools, where we have a teacher who also has a white supremacist podcast.
I think we just kind of naturally segued into the school part one.
What?
Well, he's talking about what the substitute teacher did. Here we go. Start by the teacher.
But I said I would give you a choice.
Oh, okay.
And you were chanting farts.
Which makes my job difficult.
was that unusual?
As the host of this program.
Farts.
We can be informative. And talk about all these new scams that are out there, a lot of which I'm sure people are not aware of. We can actually be educational, do something productive tonight, which this show has not been. But in our defense, it was not supposed to be.
No, it was not.
This was not one of those.
We didn't plug that.
So we're not in actually that mood.
Yeah. We could do that and you know, pull the plane up.
Okay.
Or
farts.
We could talk about the plane that was forced to land because a man was farting too much.
I don't know that there's much to that story, but I think that's hilarious.
What say you, Jeff?
You know what? She's in the mood. Let's do a fart plane story.
Fair enough.
Look at her. She's having a time of her life. How are you going to deny that shit to her?
It's easy. It makes her unhappy.
It's like, she's having fun. She's laughing. She wore a garden to the show.
Oh! Wow! Unnecessary shots fired.
Holy, like, you're old Ironsides during the beginning of this show with me when I walked in.
Right, but you attacked her.
No, that's not an attack.
It's an attack.
It was a goof.
I'm wearing a flowery shirt. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's an attack.
What? I wear the whole garden.
Look at you sticking up for your abuse.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
What's that, Stockholm syndrome? Got a little Stockholm syndrome, do you, Pip?
No, I think I've really like gotten a hard shell from being here. That didn't bother me
with
at all.
With a soft, gooey inside filled with jizz.
Oh, God! Oh, no, my jizz!
First half an hour of the show is very
You ever think of writing menus?
Recipes.
Well, you can use them to protect your face from getting cum on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I did miss the beginning of the show. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, Pip really had quite the expose on what she's not a fan of. Not a team player. Why does it have to be the face?
Why is it got to be the face?
You're right. It should be the mouth, so you stop fucking whining, woman.
You get a pair of goggles.
Look at Joe trying to help.
Do you know there was a couple girls that had glasses on? Oh, my God.
Glasses are not goggles. Goggles are like you're going to do a job.
No, I have.
Which you were, probably.
Well,
I think I know you were doing research to get the orgasm sounds, and you saw people splashing their sauce all over the place.
Yes, I did. I saw things I don't want to see again.
Right.
I don't want to
see. Did you
see
the penis?
No.
Did you see the penis?
Lots and lots of big cock weekend. That's how I spent the weekend.
Sounds like a fine weekend.
Big cock weekend for Pip Peelings.
Welcome to Big Cock Weekend.
And you have to put a lot of echo on it. Big cock.
We're playing the triple play of the artist you like. And then it's Big Cock Weekend.
Big cock weekend.
Big beanie cocks coming at you. Flashing their sauce all to and fro.
To and fro. Joe, I said to
it's
him.
It's never just to or fro.
It's to and fro, right?
To and fro.
You have to do it too. I told him it was like a super soaker full of Elmer's glue. What the fuck? Who has that much?
A super soaker.
I explained that. The
guy, that's good. You're funny.
The guy. Exactly. It was like that guy was in jail for 10 years. Where is that coming from?
Dick, if you would look closely.
I did. I was like.
I don't understand. After watching all those movies, you still have questions.
It was the horror. It wouldn't stop. It was tremendous.
It'll
amounts.
Stop when it's finished.
Oh, God. It was never done. It was like, oh, my God.
Whatever. We've been there. We've covered it. It's covered you.
Yeah, they
Let's
covered
move
her.
On.
That's the thing with a porno. You always know the ending.
Wait, you don't stick around for the cuddling and snacks?
No.
That's where the dialogue comes
in. Yeah, there was no cuddling.
All right, so I will play two bumpers for this.
Okay.
First, we will play Turbulent Era, then I'll play the Far One.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful, serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
Welcome to Fart Stories.
It's nice when we can really show off Joe's production.
You realize I'm an adult.
Even during the turbulent air, he goes, uh-oh, there's a big black cloud. It couldn't possibly have been a better segue into the story.
Yeah, you're quite the artist. All right. So a flight from Dubai to Amsterdam had to make an emergency landing in Vienna after a fight broke out because one of the passengers wouldn't stop breaking down.
Fight broke out. A fight broke out.
Farts are divisive.
Apparently.
The fart-induced fracas. Fracas?
Fracas.
Fracas. Fracking.
He was fracking all over the place.
He was. The fart-induced fracas happened February 11th aboard Transavia Airlines flight. Well, we don't need to know the flight.
Yeah. Trans.
Although I will say the flight did end with a two, which I think is amusing.
A two?
A deuce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And actually, they actually was 6902. A fucking funny flight number.
That was the best for this.
When two men sitting next to an apparently very flatulent man raised a stink, huddle a huddle a ho,
oh boy,
about his repeated gas attacks, according to Fox News. See? You fart, you decide. Hannity should be covering this.
This is ridiculous.
When the alleged perpetrator didn't stop, his disgusted seatmates reportedly complained to the airline crew, who apparently did nothing. Instead, the captain issued a warning to the two complainants, accusing them of noisy and aggressive behavior and making threats, according to the NL.
Yeah, you sit back here, motherfucker. We'll fly the plane.
Yeah, really? Yeah. We're going to push him into the cockpit.
I'm surprised the oxygen masks haven't come down.
They probably asked for them.
Yeah, really. I would have.
I know.
You know what? All right, just drop a couple of oxygen masks while the circus elephant here farts.
Get some fucking Febreze in here, stat.
He's a therapy circus elephant, Joe.
Therapy animal?
That'd be great. This is my therapy gator.
He keeps bad men and women away. Yeah. Nobody wants to talk to him.
You just justified the therapy gator.
Sure, I did. Now look, and he knows Johnny Race.
Rock and roll!
Complete with the act out. I like that.
Yeah. Bad gator. Did you eat Johnny?
Fucking starts coughing up scarves.
Smoke. He ate the smoke machine. What are you like? Are you smoking? No, I ate the fucking smoke machine.
Shit, at least freely tattoos. Yeah,
funny.
When the freedom from flatulence fighters wouldn't stop griping about their fellow passenger.
The freedom from flatulence fighters.
Fart lives matter, Jeff.
Yes, fart lives matter.
The FFF.
A fight broke out on the plane, according to the Dutch oven. No, language newspaper, De Telegraph. The pilots then made an emergency stop in Vienna and removed the complainants, but apparently not the farting man.
Really?
There's no justice.
They left the farter on the plane.
If I was in a plane, if I was one of the, he goes too.
He goes. Yeah.
He just
he doesn't need to yet.
He just cinched my nostril hairs off. For
he
two
doesn't
hours.
Need to go. When he needs to go, he'll use the bathroom. He's not. It's not ready. It's not ripe.
Wait a minute. So everybody else, nobody else is smelling what he's putting down in here. It's that
if
bad.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
Oh my God. That's so cruel.
Two women sitting in the same row as the angry men were also forced off the plane as well.
They were... were they like their
No, they didn't know them. The women are now taking the... They didn't know the complainants.
They were forced out to... Were they also going, you
they
fucking
just,
smell?
I didn't even fucking sneeze. Look at this guy.
They're just the same, happen to be the same ethnicity as the complainants. So they kicked them off too.
No way.
Why?
Oh my God.
The women are now taking the Dutch budget airlines at court, according to the Metro. We had nothing to do with the whole disturbance. We distance ourselves from that. Who can blame us?
Yeah, really.
Do they sometimes think that all Moroccans cause problems? That's why we do not let it sit or shit. One of the women said, according to De Telegraph, we had no idea who these boys were. We just had the bad luck to be in the same row and we didn't do anything. All I will say is that the crew were really provocative and stirred things up, she added.
They all were right. Stirring some shit.
Shit stirrers.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. You guys initially say the farter should be kicked off.
Yes. Yeah.
Farting's not a crime.
No, but against
in an
nature,
airliner it is.
It's that you can't stop it though. Sometimes,
but you
can't kick somebody off for farting.
Get in the bathroom and fart. Don't
you
be sitting in
creating
a chair.
A disturbance
first of all,
in the aircraft.
You can't have people in the bathroom because if they hit turbulence, they can't stay in the bathroom.
Well, true, but I mean, he's got to get rid of this somehow. He just can't.
He's getting rid of it. He's getting rid. He's evacuating.
You don't want to be in the bathroom during turbulence anyway. You walk out covered in piss because we hit an air pocket.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, it's true. You think about it. You weren't meant to pee in the sky.
You weren't supposed to be in the sky ever.
Like, I'm in the sky doing 400 miles an hour, 30,000 feet in the air, and I'm going to take a piss.
Why not? You're there.
Yeah.
I got it. Like, that's not how it works. It doesn't like fly past you as soon as it comes out.
I don't think they can kick the farter off.
They
not,
should kick the farter
I mean, I know he's making a stink, but he's not making a stink.
Huddle, huddle.
That was good. That was good. It was good.
He's making a stink, but not making a stink.
That was good. Well reasoned.
But wait.
Well reasoned.
Sure, why not? Happy birthday, Stip.
But he's
perplexed over that.
But he's so bad that he's making people fight with him because he keeps farting and farting at
them. You're inconsiderate to other
passengers. But how you can't start a if you try to suck up a fart, it just smells worse.
He was inconsiderate to the other passengers.
What do you want him to do?
Get the fuck off the plane.
He can't. He wants to get to where he's going.
So does everybody else without clothespins in their nose.
I love that Davin's taking the side of the farter.
I'm just saying, legally, I don't know how you could kick him off.
Because he was creating a disturbance.
But it's an involuntary disturbance.
But still,
no, it's voluntary.
Oh, no, you can't control your ass.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
I can hold it in.
For how long?
For as long as
it takes.
That's not true. Then you squeeze out all the juice.
No, then you walk into the bathroom and you fart like a circus elephant. And there, you come back.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
There's etiquette. You're on a plane. You don't let farts go on a plane.
You know what? I paid for this. I played for this seat, too. I just want to fart in peace.
you're just gonna blast it all day.
By the way, if it's me, fucking loving it. Listen, if think about this. Put yourself in the farthest seat. If you're the one,
I will not.
Somebody will afterwards.
No.
If you're the one who's farting,
yeah,
we all take pride in a fart well placed. You like when you chase somebody out of your room. Think about this. You got the best fucking diner story. Yeah, yeah. You chase your wife from the bedroom. Listen to this. I fucking brought down a jet airline and got people kicked off, people off the plane. Two people that had nothing to do with it. That's how good my farts are. That's a fucking story right there.
That is a story. Most women would not be telling this story, but I get you.
But this is a guy. So, you know, remember, what? This is the best story ever.
I know, but
this is better than pull my finger.
You can. Cannot just sit there and fart for hours
apparently
on end.
Apparently, you can.
No, you have control over this.
Let me tell you something.
No. Planes make me fart.
Go in the bathroom.
No, it's on descent. I can't leave.
Can't be farting at your fellow passengers.
I'm not farting at them. They're collateral damage.
Let me tell you.
It's spite farting.
Let me tell you something. If I was ever so happy to see ISIS running up to the cockpit, it would have been on this plane.
No, then you'd be shitting yourself.
Until they got up there. Oh, Allah, Allah. What is that? Oh my God. No.
That's what took them down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We behave. America. God bless America.
At least they have fresh air.
Listen, I don't think legally they could have kicked them off.
I think they could have. They were creating a disturbance.
Yeah, really. They threw people
I think
off.
It's an act of God.
If somebody's behaving badly, they duct tape their ass to the chair.
Let me tell you
duct tape his asshole.
You give him a problem about trying to get a bag and overhead, they throw you off the fucking plane.
Really?
Meanwhile, you're fucking farting on the whole trip. You're creating a disturbance, whether you're saying that you know, about putting something in the overhead, or you want to sit in a certain seat, or you're farting. It's a disturbance. And on a plane, it's like martial law on a fucking plane. They can kick you off for any reason because they deem anything out of the norm as a hazard to the flight.
You know what they don't consider a hazard to the flight? Farting.
Oh, man. They shouldn't have been in this case.
But they should have been heaved toe off the plane.
Yeah, really? Those Dutch,
what do you
they
do?
Like
what,
their good farts.
What do you do if you're trapped on a plane with a serial farter? I don't know how you broach that topic.
I don't know.
I mean, like, do you complain? Do you give it like a stink eye?
Excuse me, sir. Your flatulence is disturbing me.
First of all, most of the time you don't know who it is. It's got to be loud farts. I think you got to squeeze. I think for self-respect, you got to make them silent. Although, you know what? You don't really hear on a plane because your ears are so...
So
I think you really can fart louder. I think there's more leeway.
Other people can hear you.
I tell myself
they
can't.
I think if you're sitting there and you just...
I tell myself, aha, we've gotten to the bottom of this, if
oh,
you
I'm
will.
Oh, I fart on descent.
What?
Yeah, because all the pressures are changing around in your tum-tum and your ears and everything.
It's you.
I've never started a fight. I'm a non-stinky farter.
I am giving you a special flight cork. You are to use this upon descent.
I am a non-stinky farter, but sometimes on descent.
Everybody thinks they're
great.
A non-stinky
Great, next time we go
farter.
Out on tour and we have to fly, we're going to look at them and just say, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Rental car's in my name. What are you going to do about it?
Say what?
If I said the rental car's in my name, what are you going to do about it? You'll fucking take your farting. That's what you'll do. You'll take that and smile and say, thank you, sir. Can I have another?
Get him those special charcoal filters that they put in people's pants, like old guy farter pants.
Old guy farter pants?
Never
saw that in a paper. Old guy farter pants.
Although saying that you would get your advertisements from a paper reveals how old you are.
They still have them.
Allegedly.
They don't call them that exactly. I don't know what they're calling
them. No? No, that's just a working title you got?
What, that didn't make it through marketing?
Although we've done some stories with marketing, it wouldn't be surprising if it did.
Listen, R&D does not come up with the market or the slogans, but old guy farter pants. The charcoal pads that they put in old guys' pants so that if they fart, it filters it. He should get some charcoal pants. I swear to God.
Yeah, I'm not going through a TSA with charcoal pants.
Why not?
No, that's fucking embarrassing. I'd rather go through with a gun.
You would not.
I most certainly would.
They would think the charcoal is some sort of a bomb.
No, they wouldn't. It's
and you're making fucking manure, you know. So
yeah,
could explode.
I can say if the plane catches on fire, I can roast my asshole.
Flatulence deodorizer. They're subtle butt. That's the name.
I like the name.
Subtle Butt.
That's marketing.
I like that. Subtle Butt's a good name.
Yeah. Get yourself some goddamn Subtle Butt if you're going to be on the plane. Don't be farting all over people and expect them to see.
He's not running down the aisles going, and a fart for you, and a fart for you. And you get, he's not the Oprah of the air
fart,
with his ass.
Fart,
you don't know
fart,
that.
Fart.
You get a fart, and you get a fart, and you get a.
You
not
don't
the,
know
he's
that.
He's sitting in his fucking seat like a man, just enjoying a flight, and his tush is having a gay
but
old time.
But you could be, you got to be conscious that you're in a public place and you just can't let him go.
He likes the floor show. Look at these assholes complaining.
I mean, if you turn and like throw up on your seatmate, so what you expect them to complain.
Yeah, all right, so say you're sitting next to a serial farter.
Yes.
And he apologizes or she apologizes. Because listen, I'm really I'm sorry. I know. My stomach's really upset.
Then take it to the bathroom.
You can't. You're not allowed to go in the bathroom. Stop it.
Well, why
can't
you go in the bathroom?
You can't hang out in the bathroom the whole time.
He had a lot of time before descent.
We don't know.
He
could have been rough
been in there.
I would just look, go in, take a good shit, come back, and hopefully it's all gone.
You're not having that conversation.
If I'm going to smell and stink all the way.
And if the guy turns to you and says, look, I'm sorry on the smell, but that's me and I can't help it.
Yeah, but you know what? After the second hour, look, go get take a good shit. She's almost done with the cart.
You've
planning around the cart.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you know what I do? I fucking squeeze past the cart and fart right there. Nobody's going to enjoy their treats.
Well, let me tell you, squeezing past the cart's like fucking hijacking on a fucking plane.
Yeah, really.
The fucking flight attendants go bullshit when you do that.
By the way, I'm denying. I'm blaming a fucking child.
You are not answering.
There's not a child on a plane.
There's a child on a plane.
You're
getting a child
some,
every time.
You're getting some goddamn Subtle Butt from Walmart next time you fly.
I would fucking blame it on a fat person.
You know what? That's
not
right.
There's always a fat person.
Yeah, but that's
and
not right.
And people assume they stink. So?
Oh, cruel.
They do.
Well, now everybody's going to know it's not the fat person.
Well, no. They're going to assume. People, it's a stereotype.
I know it, but it's a mean stereotype.
I'm not
farter.
Saying it's nice.
But you're always, you don't like stereotyping people.
I'm fine with it. You've seen the act. I'm okay with it.
There you are, Unsubtle Butt. I know you're...
There you are, Unsubtle Butt.
I know.
Honey, did you pack my Unsubtle Butts? It's going to be a long flight.
There's another one called Shreddies.
I don't like Shreddies.
Shreddies?
I don't like Shreddies.
Because you're shredding those pants with those
no.
parts.
No,
get
I like Subtle
some
Butt.
Shreddies.
I like
Subtle Butt. You know what?
For the ass that needs some class.
You just see this guy farting and stuff like that into the what's that stuff called? Buddies or whatever?
Shreddies.
Shreddies. Not shreddies. What's the other one?
Subtle Butt.
Buddies.
With Subtle Butt. All you're smelling is hot air and charcoal. You want to get a burger when you get to the concourse at the fucking
see? It's good for business.
It works.
It's good for business.
It works.
It's good for business.
We bring the charcoal. You bring the gas. All of a sudden, business will boom at the airport. Everybody wants a burger and a dog.
And some charcoal underpants. I think that now maybe he's not a serial farter. This is just something happening to him on this trip.
Right. He's embarrassed. He's mortified.
I know. Go to the bathroom. Stop carpet bombing.
Go in and take a dump and be done with it.
Maybe he feels if he walks, he's going to lose control.
He can walk slowly.
Sometimes a change in position, now you got to change in position, change in air pressure, you might make a worse mess.
There's
science involved in this.
He's going to have to go deal with that because he can't keep carpet bombing these people.
He could.
Rude.
Apparently he's allowed to continue his list.
Well,
they left him on.
There's a little bit of strategy. Like, if he might not make it, if he tries to make it and hit an air pocket, he's going to shit himself. So he's got no other choice to come back. Now you got to deal with that full-blown shit.
Yeah.
Instead of
he's a hero.
Because that's why a fart stinks, because when you cut a fart, it goes through the intestine. The turd is just sitting there reading the paper. It goes right over,
the paper.
And it brings the stink
why can't
out.
Why can't the turd be on a smartphone? Fucking update your turd references.
Update your turd references. Oh, my God.
It's a fine story and a great analogy, but update, Joe. Update. Right. A little fucking effort. And besides, a fucking turd sees paper all the time. It's coming right at it in the fucking ass.
Yeah, this is good. Well, it's catching up on the news.
See, you're not allowed to smoke on planes anymore. You should not be allowed to blow farts.
But there's a sign that says no smoking. There's no sign that says no farting.
They should have
an ass with a light.
Right, they have a little fart cloud with an X through it. You know,
a little shit emoji.
A little ass with a cloud. Yeah.
Line. Farting, please.
Farting.
Well, listen, I don't think they should have kicked the women off.
No,
that was
no,
that's not right.
Yeah.
That was an ass too far. I don't think they should have kicked this guy off. But I understand why they kicked off the two complainers. Although, really, the crew should have been a little bit more sympathetic.
I think that they should have been more sympathetic.
But again, I guess you're not trained for everything.
Put your ass in the upright position. That's terrible.
You know what? You just come in there with some Febreze and take back to the skies, you know?
I think, you know what? If they would let us, Febreze doesn't come in a small little container, and it should, because you want to Febreze the fuck out of the chair you're sitting on.
It's got the spray, it's in the spray bottle.
Yeah, I know, but you're not allowed to take those things on
yeah,
planes
anymore.
Yeah, because
they think it's a machine
they're
gun.
More, yeah, they're more than 3 ounces.
It's an AR-15 in my ass. No, it's Febreze, stupid.
Yeah, I need 3 ounces of Febreze just to take care of the chair that I'm going to sit on for the next five hours.
It's Febreze.
Febreze, yeah.
All right. So I think that's the only news we're going to cover this week.
I think so.
We'll do the other. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. That was the news on Davin's Den.
Hard-hitting topics.
Hard-shitting
topics. Yes.
Really?
Thanks for covering the fart story.
You're welcome, dear.
Oh, honey bunch, I'm glad you had fun.
I did.
It's the least I could do for you after a weekend of getting splashed in the face with sauce.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I'm a team player. You're a team player. We all get along here. And Joe would like to say happy birthday.
Is that my present? God damn it.
All right. I got to fucking cue up the music. Stupid. Fucking me.
That stings.
He's still harping on the happy birthday thing. I had a plan and I was out to piss him off or was making a statement.
It's like you were shooting off nuclear missiles in his backyard. I mean,
I said before he started saying anything, I'm like, how the fuck did that get there? And then I just hear, what? All right.
All right.
That makes a big difference, by the way.
Joe's making a big fucking deal. I just didn't
know. I wasn't making a big deal out of it.
Fucking Facebook, be responsible.
I was making a big deal. Meanwhile, he turns it into this epic drama.
Facebook responsible.
Making radio stupid. You might want to look into it.
A man and a statement that wasn't meant to be. He made that statement and then stupid saw it and reacted and got upset.
All right. I'm going to plug these musicians.
All right.
Mark Aurel and Raymond Ray featuring Maurice Sky Jones. All right, guys. We don't need three fucking names before we get to the song. It's a little much. Call yourself a fucking band. Enough. Three fucking... Featuring Joe Curry and Davin Rosenblatt. And people... Nobody fucking cares. Call Davin's Den and you're done with it. You don't need every name. It's a little much. I don't need fucking roll call before I play your song. Am I wrong?
Is it the name of the band? And
there is no name of the band. It's three fucking individuals. I'm going to do it again now properly.
Well, maybe they didn't have a chance. Maybe they didn't get a chance to name the band.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
It's just a bit much.
Okay.
See, now that's what they could have called the band, a bit much.
It's a bit much.
Should have workshopped it. Try that again. Because they're all, Mark Aurel, and Raymond Rave featuring Maureen Sky Jones.
Okay.
I mean, at that point...
Was that so hard?
Well, at that point, Maureen's got to go, look, I know there's two full names in front of me. Forget about the sky. For this, I'm Maureen Jones. You could do that, too.
You know what?
Yeah, Maureen
Sky
Jones flows better.
Then you know what? Maybe Raven Rave needs to lose something. Somebody needs to make a sacrifice. Anyway, these three artists have
they
a song.
They did. They're on here.
What?
Never mind.
She's the brown wind beneath our wings. Anyway, I'm going to try this for the third fucking time professionally. Mark Aurel and Raymond Ray featuring Maureen Sky Jones with What's Wrong With You?
Don't look at me.
Nadia and Alan Duvall with Superstar.
Okay.
And Alan Duvall and Raphael Maurer with One Night. And, of course, you can learn more about all these artists. And there's a full amount of artists that you can learn about at khb-music.com.